At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Good evening. The show begins tonight, looking very carefully at California, especially the Palisades fire. There's new evidence that's been available for 10 months that the firemen who responded to the brush fire on January 1st and 2nd, they wanted to stay and babysit the fire to make sure it didn't relight itself, which is not uncommon in the high winds and the dry brush of California's seashore. They were obliged, and they have evidence of this on text messages, to leave the scene by their commander. I don't have all the details. Jeff Bliss, who is Pacific Watch, passed them on from a revelation in a recent publication. This is from a whistleblower, meaning the authorities had this information or should have had it for 10 months and did not share it. This becomes the kind of incompetence that only a budget and poor leadership could explain. There's also information that Las Vegas is waking up to the fall off in business because of nickel and diming. As one executive said, you can't have a $29 room and a $12 bottle of water. Jeff provided a photograph from the 1970s of casinos. One was named Morocco, another one was named Circus Circus, where they were giving hot chocolate and frozen yogurt away from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. to the gamblers, or selling a large cocktail of shrimp for 69 cents when Vegas was known as a value vacation, not as extravagantly priced for anything, including sitting on the poolside, I'm told. Jeff Bliss reports on that because he knows Vegas very well, having traveled to it and visited it his whole life. And we turn to the question of war and peace. Is the president within his powers to launch a military operation against the Venezuela regime, Maduro and his gangsters? Unclear. The War Powers Act would apply if there was a casus belli. Not yet. Conversation about the economy from Lancaster to Indiana by Jim McTague. Looks healthy, but there have been shutdowns, two restaurants and one business in Lancaster County in the last days. Unusual. Mixed picture. Also a conversation that is helpful about business, small businesses and AI. Gene Marks has been traveling the country talking to associations and gatherings. Different persuasions, containers, banks, the kind of pursuit that they come together once a year and talk about their business. Business is not bad. It's steady. That's the word used repeatedly. The author is a professor of classics at Bryn Mawr College, Catherine Conybeare. She's written a biography of Augustine, St. Augustine, a man of the mid-4th century to the early 5th century. Augustine of Hippo, who becomes a saint. The City of God, the author of The City of God, the author of The Confessions. He spent his whole life in North Africa, what is now Algeria, associated with the Roman Church only because he visited there 3 or 4 years and then went back and never moved again, except in the province of Africa. Fascination biography, because this is a man who defined himself as more of a Carthaginian than a Roman. The Vandals swept into North Africa and turned it into a Muslim fest in the 5th century. Well, they weren't Muslims at the time. They were called Vandals, and they were Christians. They were replaced by the Muslim invasion several centuries later. It's a little murky, but Hippo is now not reconstructed. The Roman ruins are there, Catherine told me she visited. Not an attractive tourist stop. And also there is the hostility of certain interpretations of Islam. Later on, a conversation with Henry Sokolsky about the remark made by the president twice, once on Truth Social and once coming back on Air Force One from Seoul, Korea, about testing nuclear weapons. It's a puzzle because there's a moratorium on it, and the U.S. has not tested a nuclear weapon since 1992 under George Bush. We've avoided it. The response from the Kremlin is, if they're testing, we're going to test. Finally, Bob Zimmerman talks about space engineering and commercial success. And then there's the debate about whether NASA opens a contract for the moon lander up because SpaceX is moving too slow. Mr. Musk is completely offended and will go off and land on the moon on his own, if I understand the direction of his remarks. Bob Zimmerman, my colleague, assures me that not only can SpaceX with Super Heavy and Starship beat China, Russia, and the United States to the moon, but they can beat it to Mars. They have the lift. Nobody else has the lift. Well, anyway, there's more fun stuff. I can't get to all of it, but I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. Good night.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.